Amen, amen, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Let me take this opportunity to thank you for being here. Amen. You may be seated at this moment. Amen. 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 I just want you to know that I don't take your time for granted. Amen. Amen. I appreciate y'all waking up, getting dressed, and coming thus far. Amen. Amen. Let me just take this moment and say a little prayer. Amen. Amen. Yes, amen. Oh, gracious Father, we come in once again, Lord God, and we just want to take this opportunity to thank you. Lord God, we just can't thank you enough, Lord God. Not even if we had 10,000 tongues, Lord, it wouldn't be enough, Lord. Amen. Lord God, we just asking, Lord, that you take me now and hide me behind your cross. Yeah. Most of all, we're asking that you give your people an ear to hear what it is you have to say through me. Lord God, I just want to thank you for these and all your many blessings. In your darling son, Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Once again, let me just take my time to thank you and introduce myself. I am Reverend Brown. I normally come to the 8 o'clock service. Amen. I don't normally be here at the 11 o'clock service, but since you're here, and those who don't know me, I do have some good news for you, and I have some good news for you. Amen.
Amen.
Good news number one is that I am speaking. Amen. Good news number two is that I won't be long. Amen. Amen. And so, if you would, could you stand on your feet? Amen. Open your books up to John chapter 9. All right. Let's look at verse 4. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Gospel of John chapter 9, verse 4. You there?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And it does read. Amen. That's okay. I'm not there. Here we go. Here we go. I must do the work. Amen. I must do the work. Do y'all see that? Amen. Of him that sent me. Y'all see that? Amen. 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 Why is what? They. Amen. Is that what's in your book?
Yes, sir.
Amen. For night coming. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When what?
No man.
No man can work. You may be seated. Amen. 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 Now, amen. It says that you must do the work. Why is day?
Yes.
For night is coming.
Yeah.
When no man can work.
Yeah.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
Now, as I have said before, that I am a man of higher learning. I graduated 12th grade. Amen. So I got some education here behind me. Amen? Amen. But I want you to understand, for those of you who not of a higher learning, or for the you that of is a higher learning, because, see, sometimes little elementary things, for those who are of higher learning, they don't get the little stuff. You have to come to them with big stuff. Amen? But this here, I want you to understand. Now, when he says you must do the work, amen, when he says that you may do the work, amen, why is day, amen, for night is coming, he's not talking about your 8-to-4 job here. He's not talking about your 9-to-5 job here. Amen? Amen. He's talking about you expiring. you expiring. That's what he's talking about. That's what Jesus is saying. Because Jesus knew that at the time when he come here and he says he must do the work, what? Of him who sent him. Amen? Meaning that he didn't send himself, but somebody sent him. Amen? To do this work. So now, if he have to do a work of him who sent him, guess what? You have to do the work of him who sent you. Now, knowing that if Jesus is talking about an expiring time for him, who are you to think that you have unlimited time here? Amen? That's why he's telling you that your time is going to expire. And before your time expires, he wants you to do a work. Amen? I want y'all to just bear with me. Amen? The topic of this sermon today is that what? Look, time is not on your side. That's the topic. Amen? So y'all just bear with me. Amen? We're going to come back to 9 here in 4. Amen? But I'm going to take you on a little detour. Just bear with me. Don't mess with me now, okay? Listen. Amen? Let's go back in time before you folk. Amen? I'm talking about back in my time because I'm probably older than all of you. Amen? Listen, we're going to go back in my time. Amen? So, I remember back in my time that little boys, when I was a boy, we come up and we would play with this gun called a cap gun. Y'all don't know nothing about this. It's a cap gun that had like a roll and then had these little caps, and you pull the trigger and it would bang. It gave pop. That's what we done. We had stick horse. Our stick horse and our gun. That's what we would do. And somebody brought to my remembrance, it's in my notes, but I didn't say it. We'd shoot marbles. Of course, this is all before your time. This was when your parents would tell you, hey, get out the house and go play. Get outside and go play. Amen. Now, coming up when I was young, my parents didn't have a whole lot of money. Amen. So that's why we played with things and we created things, because they couldn't buy us a stick horse. Reverend William. We had the old war-out mop. Y'all don't know nothing about this, folks. Listen, I'm talking over your head now. Okay? Listen. And the young girls, amen, they played what you call a jacks. Y'all don't know nothing about jacks, but it had a ball, and you had some jacks there, and you throw the ball up, and when it bounced, you grab a jack, and you count one, throw it up, two, throw it up. That's what the girls do. And they had this other little deal, a paddle with a ball on the end, and you be done. Hey, y'all, I think that thing was called a paddle ball. Listen. We had some stuff going on before your time. Amen. Now, look, cause I can remember back before we had TV. Now, I'm not talking about your folks' TV. I'm talking about TV in my time. Because we had to save a long time, almost a year. Well, I was so young. It may have been a year, maybe more, may have been 6 months. I don't know. I just know we was putting pennies and nickels and dimes in this jar so we could buy a TV. The TV, black and white. Amen? Now, this is what they should have done. They should have put in the box with the TV a pair of plows. Amen? And not only that, but they also should have put a coat hanger. in the box with the TV. You people don't know nothing about this. Listen, because surely the knob was going to break. Well, you change, you had to change, get up and change the channel. Amen? So that knob would break. So you had to get your pliers, go up there to change the channel. Amen? The coat hanger is for the little antenna thing that they put on that that was surely going to break. Amen? So they did you folks wrong. Amen? They didn't do that. Amen? So we moving on along now. Next thing we come up is our teenage years. Amen? Listen. This was back when, in my days, we had the house parties. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Listen. We had the house party, and we started out with, like, color lights. Amen? In the house party. And we moved from color lights to, like, psychedelic lights. Amen? Before y'all's time. Listen. And then the next up was the black light. Amen? I'm talking before your time. Now listen, for those of you who can remember back when, I want you to understand that a light bulb should go off in your head and tell you that time is not on your side. Time is not on your side. So we didn't translate it now. Hey, we didn't move up now until one black and white TV that you saved half a year to pick up. Now we got color TV in every room. Amen? That's what we got nowadays. And you don't have to get up to change the channel no more. You just sit there and work the remote. Change the channel. And you can watch because, see, back then you only had three stations. And one of the stations was called what? Not. One of the stations was called Sometime. That means sometimes you catch it, sometimes you couldn't. So you were really down to two stations, amen? But now you got, what, hundreds of stations, amen? And not only that, but on one TV, you can watch four channels on one TV. Time is not on your folks' side. Listen, I want you to understand. Look, we're moving on along here. We got to get back to a 9 and 4. Listen. Now we come to the stage where you people are not like me. Amen? Because when I was younger, I'd wake up, and I'd be at 100 miles an hour when I wake up. I woke up ready to roll. I could go. Amen? But now, days when I wake up, I have to sit on the side of my bed and wait for all three of me to get together. That's me, myself, and I. Because we're not on the same time clock here. Amen? So when one of us wake up, the other two have to, that one have to wait for the other two to catch up with him so you can move. Because if you move beforehand, you're going to fall. I'm not talking about you people. I'm talking about me. Amen? Amen. If Pastor Pickens was here, Pastor Pickens would tell you there was a time when he leave out his house and he jumped the gate. Amen? He just jumped the fence. I remember that time. I could jump high too. Amen? But now Pastor Pickens will tell you that when he leave out the house, he looks for the gate. Amen? You're going to walk through the gate. You're not going to jump the fence. Amen? Amen. You're going to take that time because you used to be walking through the gate just took too much time. You go over the fence. Anyway, okay? So listen. Time is not on your side. Time is not on your side. And when you can go back and you think about something, you realize that that's in the past. Amen? And that you're no longer at that same stage that you were back then. Amen? Now, you can sit and boo-hoo and cry and all of that, but time ain't going to tell you it don't care. If you don't like today, just wait what he got to sow for you tomorrow. Amen. All time wants you to do is just keep waking up and keep breathing. Keep waking up, keep breathing. I guarantee you, time says he's going to change you. He's going to change you. Time is not on your side. It's not on your side. Amen. So let me get back here. Okay, we're going back to 9 and 4. Amen. Listen, Christ said that he must do the work of him who sent. Also, you have to do the work of him who sent you. So who sent you? Amen. Amen. Who poured into you? Amen. Now understand that this is what he says. This is not your home. Amen. Do we understand that? Okay. So he says that you are an ambassador. Understand that. Amen. For you high learning people. I may be over your head, but let me explain this. Ambassador thing. You cannot be an ambassador at home. You cannot be an ambassador at home. All the ambassadors of the U.S. is in another country. When they make somebody an ambassador, they make you an ambassador for another country, meaning that you got to get out of here and go there to represent here. Amen? So when Christ make you an ambassador, you are not an ambassador for here. Why? Because this is not your home. This is not your home. He made you an ambassador to represent him here. He made you an ambassador to represent him here. Amen? Amen. Because look, he poured into you and he sealed you until the day of redemption. Not me. He did that for you. Amen? So when he made you an ambassador to represent him here on this side, on this earth, amen, then when people see you, then you should be representing the person who sent you. Hey, look, if I'm a representative of Christ, and when people see me, and I look like Satan, who does that make sense to? If you're supposed to be a representative of Christ, why are you looking like Satan? Why are you acting like Satan? If you're supposed to be a representative of Christ, you're an ambassador of Christ. Listen, understanding this. Look. Understanding this. For us who are Christian and go by the name of Christians and supposed to be representative of Christ, do you realize that you are the only Christ God that some people will ever see? You are the only one. Some people is not going to ever pick up this book called the Bible. They're not going to ever do that. Some people is not going to ever hit them doors and come through this church. Some people are never going to do that. And don't tell me you'll never run into them, because you do. They're out there. They're around you all the time. And so you must be a representative, an ambassador, as Christ have called you to be. Understand. Now, look. And when I say that you are ambassador here as foreign land, because guess what? Who's the prince of this world? Who's the prince of this world? Satan. Satan's the prince of this world. Amen? Amen. That's why you have to be an ambassador here, because this is not home for you. Not yet. Time is going to change. Amen? Time is going to change. Understand. Understand that Satan's time is limited. It's limited. He's not going to be the prince of this place forever. He's not. That's why he's trying to get you to go with him. Because he know the outcome. He know the story. He knows this book. Amen. Amen. He's trying to what? He's trying to deceive you. He's trying to deceive you and making you think that you got forever and you don't. All you got is right now. All you got is right now. Who told you you got tomorrow? You didn't made all kind of plans for tomorrow. When did God come down here and tell you he going to give you tomorrow? He never told you that. That's why you need to be ready right now. Right now, when he says in the daytime you must do the work. Why is day? Because night is coming, meaning that you're going to depart here. You're going to leave here. And you must now do the work of him who sent you. Why is day? Because he says that when it's night, you can't do no work. How you going to do some work when you leave here? Who does that make sense to? Once you gone, you gone. You can't come back here and do nothing. Oh, give me some time to go back. Oh, give me time to go back so I can do this and I can do this. Time going to tell you, get on out of here. Amen. Listen. Let me go show y'all what I'm talking about, the prince of this world. Amen. If you go to Matthew chapter 4, it tells you the story about Christ and how Christ for 40 days and 40 nights he went without. Amen. It tells you that in chapter 4. And so it says that here come his old adversary, old Satan. Here he come after 40 days and 40 nights. And he tells him, hey, he tells Christ, if you be the Son of God, turn these rocks into bread. Now, I imagine Christ is pretty hungry. I don't know. I just imagine. But he's Christ. He may not ever need to eat. I don't know. But anyway, just tell you what the Bible say. Because the Bible say that Satan says, turn these rocks into bread if you be the Son of God. And guess what? What Christ said. Christ says, thou, the word of God, God says, what? Man shall not live by bread alone. Yeah, yeah. Amen. Do you think that he quit? No, he didn't quit. And he know the story because I don't know why he, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why, but he didn't quit. He took him to what they call the pinnacle, okay? High. If you be the Son of God, throw yourself off. Amen. And God will put angels in charge of you. Amen. So you fly and not what? Stomp your what? Stash your foot against what? Against the stones. That's what he said. And what did Christ tell him? Do not tempt the Lord thy God. Amen. But he didn't quit there. He didn't quit. Amen. It says it took him up to an exceedingly high mountain. And he showed him all the kingdoms of this world. He's the prince of this world. Now look, my higher education to tell me, sir, because he says, look, if you bow down and worship me, I give you all of this. All of this. Listen, he's the prince of this world. Otherwise, my little bitty pea brain higher education would tell me that the only way he can give me all of this is he must be the possessor of it at this time. Amen? So he is. So you are not in your home. You are in a foreign country. Amen? Amen? Satan is the prince of this world at this time. Amen? And guess what Christ told him then? Okay? He says, what? Get thee hears from me. Get away from me, Satan. For God says that thou shalt worship the Lord thy God only. Nobody else. Listen. And then, after Christ had told him this, guess what he did? He left. He got up out of there because he says what? I cannot deceive. That's the kind of mind that we ought to have whenever he shows up, whenever he comes around us, because guess what? He don't want you people to have no peace. He don't want you people. Hey, he wants you to create all kind of chaos. Amen. He wants you to go in there and thinking that you're running things. You run everything. And you're not listening to anybody. Understanding that time is not on your side. Amen. Time don't care. Amen. But Satan wants you to be disruptive. Amen. He wants you to be in a place where he can pick you and pull you to be with him. And that's why God tell you, listen, represent him in good times and bad. When things are going good and they're not. When you have a whole lot of money, as the rich folks of this church do, and their bank accounts is full. Amen. Or you like me, don't have no money, and your bank account is empty. Amen. Listen. It don't matter whether you sick or you in health. You never know. Amen. We had a young man at the 8 o'clock service who came in and gave us a testimony that he had had a heart attack and that he actually expired, but they brought him back. You only have now. You don't have tomorrow. You don't have next month, next week, next year. The only thing you got is right now. And that's what you should be doing, your job, of him who sent you. Not me. I ain't got no heaven to put you in. Amen. Let Christ and Christ alone. Represent him. Be the ambassador that he called you to be. When people look at you, let them see Christ. Don't be a disruptor. Amen. Don't fall into these arguments. Amen. When you make situation worse, be a peacemaker. Learn how to be a peacemaker, not so argumentative. Amen. Learn how to bless people's lives. Amen. Learn how to smile and understand. Hey, the time that you got here, listen, the time that you got here, you're paying for that time. It costs you. It costs you. Because guess what? Lord God, listen, if you wake up tomorrow, you can't come back and get today. I promise you that. That's for me and not God. Listen, I promise you, you can't go back and get tomorrow. You cannot, you don't have time to wait. Time is not on your side. Time is not on your side. You don't have that kind of time to have arguments. Amen. You don't have that kind of time. You can't go back. Breaking up families. Amen. Being a mess of what you call a mess. People create mess all the time. Stirring up stuff all the time. Gossiper. You ain't got time for that foolishness. Listen. Let me take my seat. Y'all come back next week when one of my other co-ministers is preaching, and they'll give you a long sermon. Amen. Listen. I'm going to shut my book. Because I'm done. Y'all be blessed. I had a mind.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."